Hi, Luann. This is Don Hussig with Cancer Action Network, and we're producing a Loving the Earth Pollution Free radio spot here. Tell us about your work. You are an RN, you're an MS. You work with and very, very much part of the Metropolitan Wellness Center. Tell us a little bit of, your work.
Well, Don, I've been a nurse in oncology now, which is cancer nursing, for over 33 years. I began my practice on Long Island at Long Island Jewish Medical Center, where I was a staff nurse and quickly became an administrator for the oncology units, the inpatient oncology units, and adult medicine. So after 15 years of really pouring my heart and soul into it, I discovered that with all of the information and the technology that we have in medicine, I never saw people healing. I never saw them getting well. I watched them go through a very familiar routine where they were admitted to the hospital, they got either radiation, chemo, or surgery, and they just kept repeating that pattern over and over again. And I noticed that there was a very large diagnostic center, the chemotherapy center, the radiation center. A lot of money was going in to develop therapies that were not working. And at one point, they told me that I needed to have a bilateral mastectomy because I had I drank a lot of coffee, and they told me from my cystic breasts were becoming precancerous. And at that point, that was my turning point to say, I don't think I want to go through that because no one gets well. I can't say no one. The percentages are tiny compared to the amount of money and energy and work that's put into the treatment. So that's when I began to explore natural approaches, prevention, managing stress, and that's when my course of holistic nursing began. I got credentialed. I took several courses in holistic nursing. I got my master's degree in natural health, and then I went on to get my degree in Chinese medicine at the New York College, all of which has helped to shape a very different approach to preventing and treating cancer. At one point in 2001, I opened up Metropolitan Wellness Group in Manhattan, which was a huge wellness center that encompassed a lot of natural, holistic, and alternative practitioners. And we had great results. I did sell that center to a Dr. Richard Lynchitz, who now moved the center out to Long Island, where it's now Lynchitz Medical. So, but in the meantime, I have been doing a lot of speaking and a lot of individual counseling with people to help them to really individualize protocols for people, because what I have found is that cancer is not like, you break an arm, you set it, and it fixes. You've got to look at what creates cancer. What environment does the body and the mind and the environment have to be in order to help cells turn cancerous? And then we have to look at what then do we have to do to, one, prevent the body from getting in that place, and two, if it's in that place, what do we need to do to heal the body? So I'm not attacking cancer. I'm healing the immune system, which is really what cancer is about. It's a damaged immune system. It's not one cell. It's not one mass. It's not a tumor. Cancer is the whole immune system that manifests in your weaker organ. So when you kind of look at it through that lens, it becomes a different playground to manage when you're talking about really preventing and reversing cancer. And I'm happy to say over the last 18 years, I have happily been watching people take and heal themselves of every type of cancer, from brain tumors, colon cancer, breast cancer, even stomach and pancreatic cancer, which are very fast-growing cancers. It is very refreshing for me as a registered nurse to see people pull their lives back together in ways that they never imagined. So that's really where I started with this and how I continue on my path today.
Well, that's a beautiful story. I'm just so, I just feel like saying, honor to all these possibilities. The very fact that you could find that education when you felt that the conventional medicine wasn't helping other people and wasn't going to be a route that you wanted to follow, that was there, that you could just, reach out to it with your bright mind and your excitement for, health and your credentials you already had as a nurse, and just go as much further as you have gone now. It's truly wonderful. You know, that kind of thing can happen in people's lives, and you're giving so much of, you know, all that work you put into discovering all this. Now, it's I just, you know, want to say honor to Luann Panisi and all that you've accomplished and, you know, this path that you've been on. I was in Albany several years ago, quite a few years ago now, and I was doing a protest. I was protesting at the Corning Tower, which is in the Empire State Plaza in the New York State Capitol, where the New York State Department of Health has their headquarters. And I was protesting there because it's so difficult to see the power that government has and to see how little they make use of that to protect the public health. There's a problem here in the North Country of New York State. It's this practice of burning waste materials, plastics and other waste materials, burning those materials in backyards and on farms, and then producing food right here where those pollutants have been released into the atmosphere and where they deposit out onto the food crops of cattle in particular. Anyways, I was doing this protest, and the security guard, he wondered what I was up to, so we started talking. And then once he learned of my, you know, focus on cancer prevention and cancer as a problem in our state, in our society, he shared this story with me about his wife having been diagnosed. You know, she developed breast cancer, and then she chose something similar to what you have, you know, shared with us, this path of not taking the conventional treatment. She stopped eating animal foods. She just ate fruits and vegetables, lots of vegetable soups and these vegetable-type drinks. And then she also looked to her religious beliefs and, you know, sought this more spiritual approach to curing the cancer. Can you share with us, you know, what it is about her cure? You know, why is it, you know, from your knowledge, why did this cure occur for this woman in Albany?
Well, 50% of my work with people is healing their belief systems. You know, every word you utter, every thought that you honor, and our mind is always having thoughts in it, but we either honor the thought and emote from it, we create an emotional drama from it, or we have a thought and we ignore it, or we have a thought and we analyze it. It's the emotion around the thought that we honor that makes us sick or healthy. So one of the only thing we really have control over is our thoughts. Yet we're not really given the tools to manage some of the thoughts that we don't care for. And 50% of the protocol is about managing thoughts and how thoughts and beliefs and values transcribe themselves into our behaviors and our daily choices and our daily habits. So a large part of my work with people is helping them to examine what part of their belief system got them into this contracted state where the immune system is fractured. Because, you know that Selye's whole concept of stress was built around when you personalize things, when you hold things in, when you don't process negative emotions, they come out. They don't come out. They stay in the body, and they go into your weaker organ. All of us are born with a constitution, and we all have stronger genetics in some organs and weaker genetics in other organs. If we insult the body physiologically with environmental toxins, which, you know, what you're doing, I think is just remarkable to alert people to the dangers of environmental toxins. We need your services out there, and I want to take a second to acknowledge the phenomenal work that you're doing with Cancer Action New York. It's really something that we need out there. So, you know, there's environmental toxins, there's emotional toxins, there's physiological toxins. So when you actually look at the whole picture together and you give people the right tools and they have the excitement and the passion and the drive to heal themselves, you get results. So I want to just take a moment and kind of just run through, you know, what is a cancer cell and how does it start? You know, basically, one thing to remember is that cancer cells are your own cells. It's not a bacteria. There is a viral theory about it, But really what it is, it's your own cells that have damaged DNA. The DNA becomes damaged. It can become damaged from severe emotional angst, holding on to those negative emotions. It can become distorted and broken from environmental toxins, like the dioxin, like what's the pesticide seeping into our groundwater, like things that we're breathing in. I can't tell you how many people from 9/11 have come to me from Brooklyn and the other boroughs around Manhattan that really got the brunt of 9/11, all of the debris and the smoke and the toxins, and many of them did not survive because they either came too late or they didn't realize, you know, what was happening to them. So the things we breathe in, the foods that we eat, when you throw in, I'll tell you, when we put dead flesh in our body, it's got 28 feet of intestines to go through. So by the time it gets a third of the way down there, think of roadkill in a hot, humid environment. It rots and decomposes. Yes, we get some carnitine and we get some B12, but the amount that we're getting from our dead flesh, we're getting a whole boatload of toxins that turn into this gray plaque in our intestines and affect the whole immune system, because if you're not absorbing your nutrients correctly, then you're going to end up with a malfunctioning immune system. So we have free radical damage from chemicals that are coming into our body from our foods, from our environment, from our thoughts. And then we have to look at also electromagnetic radiation from cell phones, from microwave ovens, which is about the worst appliance that they ever invented. Free radical damage from X-rays. I discourage any woman from ever getting a mammogram. And I also discourage people from getting CAT scans. They're only coming out today now with the literature, 25 years after CAT scans came out. It increased your cancer risk by 2,000%. Now,
horrible.
Is anyone being held accountable for this? So
yep.
this is the stuff that concerns me, that when people understand that there are options like MRIs are much better than CAT scans. I mean, if you must get a CAT scan because it's a life and death situation, by all means get it and then overcompensate for it by the things that heal free radical damage or prevent free radical damage. So that's really the approach. You're looking at what's going on in the mind, what's going on physiologically, what's going on in the environment, and how to pull that all together with a healthy value and belief system that is going to be challenged to create a new milieu, a new environment for the way you live every day.
And you see people accomplishing that. You know from your experience that people can do that much to change their life and to change their health. It's just, is there any, say, like one particular story that really seems like what you would like to have everyone know about, this you sharing this knowledge and then people doing it and then getting, cured?
Oh, my gosh. There are so many stories that I have. On my website, metropolitanwellness.com, you can just click on testimonials, and it's remarkable. I had one gentleman that had testicular cancer, and they basically, told him that they'd have to go in there and remove the testicles and give him radiation and then give him chemo just to be sure. So they wanted to do all three things, and he didn't want to do any of that. So when he came to me, we went through every facet of his lifestyle. And, I'll tell you, one of the most important elements in healing cancer is keeping your self-esteem strong. To me, the biggest killer in the United States now is low self-esteem. As a society, we've been dumbed down by the media. And this gentleman worked on building up his self-esteem to say, I deserve to be healthy. Not only do I deserve to be healthy, but once I'm healthy, I'm going to now be a role model for the next person. And when your disease begins to have meaningfulness to you like that, and you see it as a blessing instead of a curse, that's where everything pivots. And this guy was very motivated, and he integrated alternative therapies like biooxidative therapy, intravenous ozone, and high-dose vitamin C therapy. He changed his whole diet. I mean, he had to re-examine his whole relationship with his wife because she wasn't quite sure about all this stuff, because in her fear, she wanted him to just do conventional therapies. So it challenged the whole relationship in his family, and they had to work through it. And that's part of the work that I do with people. I work with people for a whole year, and we work through every single obstacle that comes through. Once he elicited the support of his wife and she realized, you know, she had to cook for him, shop for him. He was on an organic vegetarian diet with some fish, the low-mercury fish, and he was exercising and meditating and re-examining all the stress in his life. He alkalized his body. He oxygenated. All of these things are what you need. And by the way, there are basic foods in our diet that actually kill cancer cells. And most people just don't get this because we have been so indoctrinated that if we have a disease, we immediately go to a synthetic drug like a chemotherapy, or any other of the synthetic drugs we take for high blood pressure and diabetes and Parkinson's and all the other diseases that we have out there. And amazingly, there are foods and herbs and supplements that will do the very same thing without the side effects. So why isn't it out there? Well, because the AMA and the FDA are one of the biggest lobbies in the government today. And if you look at the current health care bill, which is a complete sham in my opinion, all it's doing is it's feeding the AMA and the FDA and the insurance companies, who are all in bed together. So they have no incentive to utilize natural therapies. However, natural therapies do work. And they're not as expensive. Yeah, sure. And they're not as expensive as people think they are. It's far less expensive to eat, you know, beans and grains and nuts and seeds than it is to eat meat and dairy and processed foods and sugar.
Yep.
So it's just a matter of retraining your taste buds. And let me tell you, there's a lot more variety. You know, one day I sat with a group of CEOs. And by the way, the gentleman with the testicular cancer completely reversed it. It took him 2 years, but he reversed it. There's no tumor markers that show up. Clinically, he's completely free of cancer. So, I mean, that's just one story of
that is so cool.
Hundreds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks for, you know, telling us about that, because I can just see, you know, of course, you know, no guy wants to have his, you know, testicles cut out and then get a bunch of radiation and a bunch of, you know, chemo, and it's so you know, thrilling to know that, you know, that's not the way it has to be, you know, that people have figured out that it can be far better than that, and just, you know, hallelujah, you know. It seems to me like what you're sharing with us is this, you know, if it was going to be put in a few words, can I change your body, change your mind, stop these processes that initiate and promote cancer? And it seems that there's this overarching tenet of the holistic approach to cancer that basically would lead one to conclude that, you know, what we do to prevent cancer can also cure cancer. You know, can you kind of expand upon that a little for the listeners?
Surely. Well, I'm going to list you a couple of things that cancer cells need in order to grow and thrive. We know what causes them to be created. It's the DNA that gets damaged, and it stops working for the body. So if it's a breast cell, it just turns into a cell that feeds off of your nutrition and multiplies. So first and foremost, we've got to stop that from happening, and that happens because your immune system is tapped out. It's exhausted from having to take on all of these toxins, the emotional toxins, the physiological toxins from the food and alcohol and smoking and secondhand smoke, and then all the environmental toxins, the electromagnetics. So these create what's called free radicals. Free radicals are little chemicals and elements that invade the cells, and we have billions of these free radicals damaging our cells all day long. So what do we have to do? We've got to put a coat of armor around them, essentially. So what we have to do then is look at what in the diet can do that. Well, you've heard of all these exotic juices like noni and mangosteen and acai berry, goji berry. All of these exotic berries contain certain chemicals that kind of put a coat of armor around our cells. Even berries, blueberries, strawberries, they actually go in and repair the DNA. And we've got, this is well documented. If anyone's ever heard of the health and nutrition expert, Dr. Gary Null, he has a book called the Clinician's Handbook of Natural Healing, and he's got every single study that shows how foods and supplements and herbs actually heal the body's DNA. This is well documented in the scientific literature. You're not going to find too much of it in the United States because we've suppressed that information to keep our AMA and FDA strong. But in Europe, in China, in India, in all these other foreign countries, they've done this research, and it's very impressive. So just bringing in healthy fruits like that, mostly berries. Berries, lemons, and limes. Lemons and limes detoxify the liver. You've heard that old wives' tale about getting up in the morning and having hot water with lemon. And, you know, lemon detoxifies the liver. So we bring lemon into everything. So that's just a couple of the things for the physiological piece. So we want to keep the immune system strong, and we want to build up the cell walls, and we want to get rid of these free radicals. So by having a healthy diet and not putting toxic things like dead birds, dead animals, dairy products, we're not infant calves. We don't need cow's milk for infants. They're designed to make cows gain 100 pounds in a year, the baby calf. We're not cows. We shouldn't be drinking them. We have a different immune system. So we're stressing out our whole hormone system. And by the way, it's xenoestrogens, foreign. Xeno means foreign. Foreign estrogens from meat and dairy products that actually create a lot of our hormonal cancers, like prostate cancer, testicular cancer, breast cancer, cervical cancer, uterine cancer. All of these are hormone-related cancers because xenoestrogens are flooding these tissues. So by just getting rid of that and bringing in healthy foods like nuts and seeds and even soy products. Soy products, if they're fermented, like miso and tempeh, they're not going to harm the body. Overloading the body with non-organic GMO soy, I don't support. I support bringing in soy isoflavones, which actually heal cancer. You know, when you really know the science, it's very easy to direct people to have the right foods. And by the way, seaweeds are one of the highest protein foods on the planet. They have more protein than meat. I never realized that until I learned that when I went to school. So I always include dulse or kelp. If I can't get it in my diet, I take it in a supplement, but try and get it into the diet as much as possible. By the way, green vegetables and green vegetable juices are far and away one of the most important ways to pull heavy metals, which is another whole area of discussion, pulling heavy metals, toxins, free radicals. They bind them to the green juices, and out the urine they go. So I encourage people to load up. I mean, I was going to tell you this story. I sat with a bunch of CEOs, and I went around the room, and I said, everybody name a green vegetable. By the end of the session, we had 50 green vegetables, different green vegetables. That's variety. So you think about all the different green vegetables we have available for us, all the different healthy grains and all of the things like the root vegetables like parsnips and sweet potatoes and yams and amaranth and quinoa. These are things I never heard of until I actually studied them, and they're very inexpensive. And you make them delicious. This is not a boring diet. You use lots of spices like garlic and onions, two of the most highest anti-cancer things you can cook with. They're delicious. This is not a low-salt diet. We use sea salt, which is loaded with minerals that strengthens the immune system. So we encourage you to have a healthy, balanced diet. You're never hungry on this diet. Have protein, healthy protein smoothies in the morning with berries and other supplements like glutamine and lecithin that really keep the immune system strong. And then in have a nice big meal in the afternoon, and then you have your green juices, have lots of salads, lots of soups, all healthy things. Think of all the different beans we have as well. There are about 20 different varieties of beans and seeds, so there's snacks to have as well. So you want to stabilize the blood sugar, have healthy protein, healthy essential fatty acids, and especially anti-inflammatory things like fish oils. That's why, depending on the type of cancer you have, I may encourage you to have fish to build up for the neurohormones and the immune hormones. They're made from proteins and fats, but you got to have healthy proteins and fats. Another very healthy fat for the body is coconut oil, and I encourage people with cancer to have coconut. Coconut is amazing. It is. It prevents you from getting all. You know how you see some people that have had chemotherapy and they look all drawn and cachectic, and their cheeks are sunken in, and their eyeballs are sunken in. They're losing all their body fat. Coconut is beautiful for the joints, for the hair, for the skin, and it's a medium chain triglyceride, so it maintains your energy. So I encourage everyone. I have coconut oil every day. I mix a quarter of a cup with my protein smoothie, and I have a comprehensive fiber shake every evening before I go to sleep, and then I have my green juice in the afternoon. And by the way, coconut water is the healthy person's Gatorade. It's loaded with minerals and enzymes, and it's just delicious. It stabilizes the blood sugar. So coconut is great. Another food that actually kills cancer cells is this cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower and bok choy. So how much cabbage do I want people with cancer to have? Till you're urinating cabbage. I have them juice cabbage. I steam it. Shredded cabbage is delicious as a snack. It's sweet and salty and crunchy, which is just what we want. So you can't get enough cabbage. One of the most important things on the diet is to keep the body alkaline. When you have an acid diet like meat, dairy, sugar, alcohol, caffeine, that encourages the body to turn acid. When you have an acid environment in the body, you have inflammation. When you have inflammation, you're going to have chronic illnesses, and you're going to be much more prone to cancer. When you have an alkaline body from vegetables, nuts, seeds, beans, root vegetables, your citrus, your lemons, your limes, avocados, olives, this is not a boring diet. Lots of alkaline foods are absolutely delicious, and they prevent the body from creating inflammation, which will then cause cancer. So, for instance, coconut, Brazil nuts, and garlic are loaded with selenium. Selenium is one of the most anti-cancer, antiviral, anti-inflammatory things we can put in the body. So not only do I encourage people to have the food that heals cancer, I encourage them to supplement with additional selenium. So those are just a couple of things. Zinc is another thing. Zinc is something that keeps our interferon high, which kills cancer cells and prevents more from growing. And you can find zinc in pumpkin seeds. And pumpkin seeds also helps to stabilize testosterone levels. So I encourage people to have a big handful of pumpkin seeds every day. And if you have an imbalance, you supplement with even more. You take a zinc colonate supplement. So I encourage people to eliminate high glycemic things like corn and beets and table sugar. There are natural sweeteners like stevia, things like xylitol. Very natural. They're very sweet, so you don't have to give up your sweet taste. You don't have to give up salt. Think of rosemary and oregano and garlic and onions and Cajun seasonings. Bring all those seasonings in. And make your meals absolutely delicious. So we also want you to stay very well hydrated. Green tea, an excellent antioxidant that helps to keep the cells strong. It's an antioxidant, and also it helps if you do have cancer, it prevents metastasis. So, again, drinking green tea during the day, and if you have an imbalance like cancer, you take supplements with even more green tea. So we have to overcompensate for the damage that's being done. So that's the kind of like the physiological part. And then again, the emotional part, you know, a lot of it is not so much analysis, but giving yourself permission to let go of junk and pain from the past, meditating every day. Now, meditation, most of us don't know how to meditate. We think we have to sit in a toga and go, you really don't. There's visualization tapes, imagery. There's CDs and DVDs out there. You want to engage the senses so that it's not about clearing the mind, because the mind is designed to think. It's about changing your focus so that you can ground your energy, let the mind sink away, but put your focus on something else. So when we allow ourselves to completely relax, there's another voice inside of you, that intuition, that is all-knowing. At the risk of being a little corny, it really is the core of who you are. but our minds are so busy chattering that we have what I call intellectual override. And even though you have a gut feeling about something, your intellect overrides it. So when you quiet the intellect and you calm the body, you connect with that little inner voice. And so I have everyone meditating a minimum of 30 minutes a day using one of the various tools to help themselves to ground their energy, like visualization, progressive relaxation, there's Tai Chi or Qigong or yoga. There's affirmation tapes, which are wonderful to help people maintain a high level of self-esteem. Remember, the thoughts that go in that you honor are the ones that transcribe into your whole physiology. So managing the mind, as I said earlier, is a huge component of managing cancer. And, of course, the third leg is looking at your environment and really cleaning up, uncluttering, getting organized, and being very conscious about what you put in, on, and around your body, your deodorant, your toothbrush, getting the mercury fillings out of your teeth, stopping the electromagnetics, getting rid of the microwave ovens, putting phone shields on your cell phone and keeping them away from your body as much as possible. So when you realize that all these little things, it's a thousand, in Chinese medicine we call it the 10,000 things, there are thousands of little things that can affect your mind, your body. And what we do, when I work with people, I look at where are the imbalances for you and what do we need to do to overcompensate for what caused the damage, what do we need to do to maintain, and what do we need to eliminate. Does that make sense?
Yes, certainly. Tell me, I'm listening and I'm learning and I'm sensing that you're especially potent and powerful in some of these various aspects of the holistic approach to cancer. Can you just, is there anything that, I just feel like you have something more to share here. Can you give us a little bit more of, like, what was it? You know, when did it start clicking with you? When did it start, you know, when did it just kind of this dawn upon you and become so important to you, this matter of the mental, emotional, you know, meditational aspects of curing cancer?
Well, when they told me I had to have both my breasts cut off, that was a big friggin' wake-up call.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then you took this spiritual path. You know, you started, you know, working to deal with your emotions and your thinking in this.
Yeah, well, I kind of surrendered to the fact that the stress that I was under, because I ran the oncology units, I ran adult medical units, the EKG team, the IV team. I had a very high stress job. I drank coffee all day because I had chronic fatigue syndrome that I didn't even realize. So I just drank coffee and ate sugar, which of course helps cancer grow like crazy. And I had to stop and say, you know what? If I drop dead, this hospital is going to go on without me, and someone else is going to go in there. I've been giving my whole life up for someone else's dream, and they're not helping people. And that was when I realized I've got to do something about it. So in the first course of holistic nursing, a lot of it was learning about diet, learning about meditation, managing stress, and learning at the power of the mind over your physiology. You know, we had an exercise where they put a thermometer on one finger, and you close your eyes, and they say, now, I want your thoughts to go to that one finger. And right now your temperature on that finger is 97.9 degrees with the thermometer. I want you to imagine blood flowing to your finger. And I want you to think of your finger as warm and heavy. It's so engorged with blood now. The temperature is going higher and higher and higher. Feel how warm that finger feels. And in the midst of like 5 minutes, I brought the temperature of my finger up to about 99.8 degrees. So if we have the ability to just raise our body temperature with our thoughts, imagine what else we could do with our thoughts. There was an 11-year-old boy that was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and there's nothing you can do with a glioblastoma. It's a tumor that grows tentacles all around the inside of your brain, so they can't surgically remove it. And it's horrible to watch someone with a brain tumor. And this little boy underwent what's called imagery, guided imagery. because the mother wasn't going to give up. If conventional medicine wasn't going to help him, she was going to find something else. So she went and she hired someone, and every week, twice a week, this little boy would go and he'd do guided imagery. And it was when Pac-Man was big, and he imagined a Pac-Man going in there and eating each little tentacle. Each day, another tentacle got eaten up. And over the course of a year, he kept up this guided imagery. And a year later, they did a CAT scan on him, and there was no tumor. There was no tumor. So the power of the mind is immense. But again, we've been dumbed down, and we've been conditioned not to use the power of our mind. Well, I tell you what, when I work with people, they're going to use their head. They're going to use their mind to heal their body, to heal their belief systems. And I have to tell you, there are many people that would rather die with their current belief system than change their belief system and heal their bodies. And that's their journey. I'm with people right where they're at, wherever they're at. So, you know, if people want to get chemotherapy, which I really don't support, but if they want to get chemotherapy and they want me to help them support themselves through the chemo, I can do that too. I can give people as much information as they want to help themselves heal. And like I said, I'm happy to say that there are just hundreds of people out there that have appreciated the incredible power of their mind, and they've surrendered belief systems and habits. Like even for instance, in the Jewish faith, they eat a lot of carbohydrates and matzahs and things like that. There are healthier versions of that stuff, so you can still go through a ritual and a ceremony without putting toxic stuff in your body. So it's a very, very exciting field for me. I'm seeing more and more nurses get interested in looking into various aspects, not just oncology nursing, but other chronic illnesses and even maternity. There's holistic approaches to everything that's going on in life. Psychiatry, the whole field of psychiatry, I mean, don't get me started, but I mean, remember, psychiatry was based in prejudice and bias, and we label people with diseases because we don't like their behavior. And unfortunately, fortunately, I should say, most psychiatric imbalances like ADD can be healed with simple diet and herbs and other interventions that are just magnificent. And a lot of these, you know, kids and adults with ADD don't even need all these drugs. So, yes, when drugs are indicated, by all means, as a last resort, we use medications. I'm not saying I'm against medications. I'm against medication only if that's the first line that they're using. Medications, synthetic drugs, should be the last line. But certainly, if it's needed, use it. But only when everything else naturally is not happening, like people with structural defects. I have a niece with all five congenital heart defects. So she needs surgery. And, yes, she needs to be on cardiac drugs to support her heart. By all means, I support that. But I don't support when someone is overweight and eating meat and dairy and sugar and smoking, and we just stick them on Lipitor and keep doing angioplasty. That's not really helping the body at all. It's just
so well
a giant Band-Aid.
You're going to go very, very far with what you're talking here because it's what everybody needs. You know, it's just so cool. Tell me, what are the top three things, you know, if you could just boom, 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 three top things that parents can do to reduce the risk, prevent their kids from getting cancer, what would it be?
Get them off synthetic foods. Get them off the chips. Get them off the dairy and meat. Number one, get them off that crap food that's not helping their bodies and not helping their mind. Sugar is the biggest, followed by dairy and synthetic, you know, products like chips and you know, cheese doodles and garbage like that. Get them on a healthy diet. Number two, have fun. Laugh with them. Do everything with joy. This is huge. Kids are under such pressure to perform today. And the number three thing, or it's hard to put them in order, is do not allow your children to ever get vaccinated. The vaccine industry is a sham, I'm sorry to say, but if anyone goes to GaryNull.com, you can go up there and get all the scientific literature that proves that vaccines have never been proven to prevent an illness, number one. Number two, it's been shown that they cause damage between the squalene and the formaldehyde. It's awful. The thimerosal, all of these things are extremely toxic and create disease, so that we've essentially medicalized our children because of the fact that we've been giving them vaccines. When I was born, we had we were given anywhere between 6 and 10 vaccines by the time we were 10 years old. Now we're giving kids 36 vaccines before they even hit 8. 36. That's standard. And now they're talking about giving young women Gardasil, you know, some other vaccine. Horrible. These vaccines were never designed to be given to children that young. And I think it's horrific. I was in Albany protesting when they made mandatory vaccines a law, which no one had any say in. I think it's horrific what they've done. And thankfully, because of those types of activisms and activists that got out there and stood up, they rescinded the, you know, we put a restraining order on New York State so that they couldn't force their nurses and their healthcare practitioners to get a vaccine or they'd be fired. What kind of fascist state is that? So thankfully we got a restraining order and we lifted that, and now that the vaccine season is over, that law is going to be changed. So those are the three things. You know, stop with the sugar and the dairy and the meat and substitute with healthy live foods. Let them have fun. Let them be kids. Keep your stress levels realistic and, you know, let them have fun. And no vaccines. Those would be my three biggies.
Okay. This is great. You know, tell me, how can people follow up and, you know, get in touch with you?
Very easy. You can call me at my home office. I live out on Long Island, but I travel all over the country. I have offices in L.A., in Naples, Florida. I see people in Glen Cove, in New York City, out on Long Island. I'm in Suffolk County. My home office here is 631-504-6198. That's 631-504-6198. You can email me at whnn. That's WHNN at AOL.com. And I invite everyone to go to my website, which is www.metropolitanwellness.com. That's www.metropolitanwellness.com. Feel free to email me or call me. I'm happy to answer your questions. Obviously, you can see I'm very passionate about my work. I'm so spirited to see people healing themselves of every chronic illness that you can imagine, and supporting people even who were born. I have a little girl with Down syndrome in Connecticut, Bella, who never got vaccinated, who was on a healthy protocol. And let me tell you, you would never know this little girl has Down syndrome, other than some of the physical genetics. She is just the most amazing little girl you've ever seen, and she's doing great. So even genetic things, we can still support the body and give you a healthy lifestyle, even if you were born, like my niece with her congenital heart issues. Yes, she has to have open heart surgery, you know, every couple of years, but you know what? She's doing great. She's got a healthy attitude. She laughs. She's not getting vaccinated. And she's having a healthy diet. And she can stay physically strong for many, many years to come.
Well, that's just so good to hear. Thank you so much, Luann. You've just been this really inspiring, really kind of exciting and, you know, encouraging guest. And I just want to wish you the best. And thank you so much for what you've, you know, given to the listeners. It's wonderful. It really is. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. It's an honor to be here, and please keep up the phenomenal work that you're doing as well, Don.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.